Hi, Greg.
I think President Obama probably is feeling a little bit of heat on all of these matters this morning. Is he coming under a lot of pressure for foreign policy issues?
Well, he is. The Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican, yesterday said, like many Republicans, been accusing him of being indecisive and not responding vigorously enough to the crises you outlined. The problem is, what does he do? There's no doubt at all, Greg, that the American public has no stomach for military intervention in any of these places. A new poll out in Politico newspaper this morning makes that very, very clear. So what are the levers here? Well, in the Middle East, he has some diplomatic leverage. Secretary Kerry is flying back to that region, even as we speak, to try to exert diplomatic leverage to get a ceasefire. But he's going to need help. He needs help from other allies, Egypt, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, who can bring pressure to bear on Hamas. In the case of Ukraine, there's a possibility of economic sanctions. And there, the tragedy of the downing of the airliner does provide an opening. Suddenly, Western Europe, which has been very timid, very reluctant to turn the screws on Moscow, partly because they have so many economic interests in Russia. Ukraine is not so far away this morning, given that airliner which flew out of Amsterdam, a lot of Dutch citizens on it. There does seem to be a willingness on the part of Germany and other Western allies to be tougher on Putin from an economic point of view. But whether it's diplomacy or whether it's economic sanctions, Greg, these are tools along the margins. And the president, no matter how powerful he is, has always has limited weapons in these situations.
Just have a couple of seconds here to ask you this question. When it comes to foreign policy, I know that becomes a political football back and forth, but do you think foreign policy issues resonate strongly with the American public?
Usually no. Most of the time, people focused on their own lives, and the economy, jobs, inflation. The possibility here, Greg, is that all these foreign policy problems, which create a picture of disorder, of lack of control, clearly are pulling down the president's poll numbers into the low 40s. And when the Democrats, he won't be on the ballot this fall, but a lot of Democrats could suffer from the fact that the president, as the most prominent Democrat, is not very popular these days, does not appear to be in the eyes of a lot of voters, a very strong or decisive president. On the margins, Greg, that could cost Democrats in some states, which is why a lot of Democrats don't want Obama campaigning for them this fall and want to turn their Senate elections, their House elections, into local elections, not national elections.